fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Big Fellow! Are you Silver?
Faithful Indian companion Tonto were camped outside of Osage. Tonto had gone into town to buy supplies, and he returned just at dusk. The masked man jumped to his feet when he saw him. Tonto was riding Scout hard.
Oh, Scout, oh, brother. Oh, brother. Easy, Scout.
Is something easy. Wrong, Tonto?
Maybe so. Maybe young Bill Godfrey in trouble.
Bill Godfrey? Here in Osage, so close to Kendall County?
Isn't that right? Maybe him work for Kendall.
But Tonto, John Kendall sworn to kill every Godfrey on sight.
You listen. Me go to post office with letter for Padre, like you tell me.
Yes?
There man in front of me at window. Him get mail for Kendall Ranch. Put it in canvas bag. Then fellow who worked at post office say...
You wait. There are other letters here.
Other letters? Well, it's happened. I won't be coming in for another week.
These have been forwarded to Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Yep. They're for Bill Godfrey. No sense in keeping them here when you're going right out there.
Now, hold up, partner. Is this a joke? There's nobody by the name of Godfrey at the Kendall Ranch.
Sure is. Old man hired him a couple of days after the fiesta last month. Why, I saw you riding out of town with him, Slim. Big, good-looking hombre.
Yeah. Godfrey, you say.
That's right. Godfrey. You mean to say you've been living with him for months and don't even know his name?
Well, sure. I just forgot for the moment. Calling himself Gage. Wait till Dell hears this.
What's that?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Jake.
Come back here and take the letters.
Oh, sure. Thanks a lot. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Now, what's wrong with him? What'll it be, Injun?
You say the letters were forwarded from Wyoming?
Isn't that right?
Sounds like the Godfrey we know.
Him same fella we helped last spring to catch Rustler.
The Godfreys and the Kendalls. I thought there was no chance of that old feud breaking out again with Bill up in Wyoming and John Kendall down here.
What start feud, Kemosabe?
Oh, it was a long time ago in Texas. Bill's grandfather, old Judge Godfrey, sentenced John Kendall's father to hang. The Kendalls have been gunning for the Godfreys ever since. That's why Bill's father moved to Wyoming.
What Bill do on Kendall Ranch?
All I know is what you've told me, Tonto. But now there's going to be trouble. We must do our best to prevent it. Does the scout need a rest?
No, he ride him hard, but him still plenty fresh.
Then we'll start for the ranch right away. Here, Silver.
Many gates in the miles of fence that enclosed the Kendall Ranch, with guards posted at those on the main trails. The others were locked but unguarded, and it was at one of them that the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up. The night was dark. Thunder rumbled in the distance as now and then a flash of lightning lit the western sky.
I'll shoot the lark off the next time it thunders, Kemosabe.
Them guards not here. They're lightning.
Yes.
Not good. Tonto, open gate.
Come, Silver. Come, Scout. Easy, big fellow. Steady.
Easy, Scout. Where we ride?
We'll find the main bunkhouse. I want to talk to Bill.
Get on, Scout.
Come, Silver.
The two great horses raced over the rolling rangeland. The masked man avoided the herds bedded down for the night, for night riders would be near them. And at last he and Tonto saw the great adobe ranch house, the bunkhouse, the corral, and the many other buildings surrounding it. There was a grove near the ranch house. The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode into it and dismounted. From the cover of the trees, they could see all of the buildings. And as they watched, half a dozen cowboys and a girl rode up to the ranch house. The light from the windows fell full on their faces.
The tall one, Tonto. That's Bill. Who's the girl?
That Kendall girl. Fellow with black and white shirt. Him fella see in post office.
Who's the one next to Bill?
Look like foreman. Him named Del Purdy.
And they're arguing about something. Tonto, Purdy's holding a gun on Bill.
That's right.
They're going inside. It looks to me as if the trouble started.
What we do?
There's no one outside the house now. Come on. We'll try to find out what's going on.
It's plenty dangerous. Go close to house, Kemosabe. Them see mask, them shoot.
It's dark. We'll leave the horses here. We've got to take the chance.
The two men sprinted across the level ground between the woods and the house. As they neared it, they could hear voices coming from one of the open windows. It was toward this window the Lone Ranger headed. For a moment, he and Tonto crouched in the shadows below it. Then the masked man raised himself until he could see into the room. John Kendall was sitting behind a large table. Bill Godfrey stood in front of him like a prisoner at the bar. Purdy held a gun in his ribs. There were half a dozen cowboys behind him. The girl, Sally Kendall, was leaning across the table toward her father.
Now, I want an explanation of this, Father, and it better be good.
It's no concern of yours, Sally.
It certainly is. I've never heard of anything more outrageous.
Well, I'm the sheriff of Kendall County, and I had orders to arrest him.
The sheriff?
Yeah, your paw appointed me.
What's the charge, sheriff?
I gave Dilly's orders, Sally.
Oh, so that's it. So you found out. Well, I honestly thought you'd be a better sport than this.
Well, Dilly, what do you know about this?
What do I know about it? Isn't the question a little ridiculous? After all, I'm the one who's going to marry him.
Sherry.
And it won't make any difference whether you object or not. We're not dependent on you or your money. Bill has a ranch of his own in Wyoming, and a good one, too.
Sherry.
I think you're responsible for this, Del. You want to marry me yourself, and you've been spying on us.
Be quiet, Sherry. This is the first I've heard of your interest in this man. That isn't the reason for his being arrested. Hey, you can either sit down and be quiet or go to your room.
You say
that... Once.
But what other reason could there be for
you'll
your...
find out soon enough.
Bill.
Maybe you better go to your room, Sally.
I can't.
Your father and I'll settle this between us.
You know what the charge is, don't you?
I haven't broken any law.
That's for me to say. I own this county. I'm the law here. What I say goes.
Those letters in front of you are addressed to me, aren't they?
Yes. Slim picked them up at the post office this afternoon. You admit they're addressed to you.
May I see them?
Here.
Yes, they're mine.
Then you admit you're guilty.
If it's any crime to be a Godfrey...
It's a crime in Kendall County. You must be Bert Godfrey, son.
I am.
A Godfrey?
I'm sorry, darling. I wanted to be near you. I knew a Godfrey wouldn't have any chance of getting a job at the Kendall Ranch. That's why I said my name was Gage. Does it make so much difference?
Bill, you must have realized what it would mean if you were found out.
Yes.
Yes, it does make a difference.
I'm sorry.
I mean, that it makes me surer than ever, Bill.
Sally, then nothing else matters.
You'll find out different, Godfrey. When I was 6 years old, I sit in the courtroom. Listen to the Godfreys perjure themselves against my father. I heard them swear that he had rustled their cattle. I heard them tell lie after lie.
My father never took the stand.
All the Godfreys were in on it. And if the lies on the witness stand weren't enough, it was your grandfather, Silas Godfrey, sitting in the judgment seat, doing everything in his power to influence a jury to convict an innocent man. The verdict was guilty. And your grandfather passed sentenced to be hanged by the neck until dead. I heard him. And I saw the execution. It was at dawn. The skies were black overhead. I watched my father climb the 13 steps to the scaffold. I watched him place the noose around his neck. And he looked down at me and he said, "Never forget this, son. Never forget the men who killed your father." And the trap was sprung, and that was the end for him. But it wasn't the end for me, no. I swore there'd never be an end until every Godfrey had been wiped out.
What are you going to do? Kill me?
No.
You'll be judged in exactly the same way that my father was judged.
But you can't do this. Well, you can't make a mockery of justice.
It's been done before.
You're no more a judge than Daly's a sheriff.
Sally, I'm constituting this a court of law.
As if you had the right.
I'm the judge. These men are the jury. Prisoner is charged with rustling. All right, Sheriff, give your testimony.
Sure. Slim and I were riding along the south fence last night. There's a herd of 20 cows that have been driven up close to it. And this man was cutting the fence. When he finished, he started driving the cattle through the break. Then we nabbed him.
Dale, you know that isn't true.
Jim, were you with Dale last night?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
It happened just the way Dale said it. Godfrey was driving the cattle through the break.
How can you lie like
What's
that?
What's the verdict of the jury?
Guilty.
No, no. Father, it's not for mine. It's not for Bill's. Listen to me for your own sake. Think what you're doing.
I'm dealing out the same sort of justice my father received. The case has been tried. The jury has reached a verdict. Now, as the magistrate of Kendall County, I shall pass sentence.
I won't let you.
He's sentenced for rustling. He's dead.
This is murder.
All right, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Is that the rule of life you've taught me? Have you forgotten love thy neighbor as thyself?
And have you forgotten that the sins of the fathers will be visited on the children?
No. And if it works that way, then I'm going to pay for your sin. This sin of hate. I'll hate you, Father. Listen to me. Look at me.
Yes.
You know I don't want to do that. But if you go through with this insane revenge, I'll have to. And I'll do something more, too. You may be the king of this county, but you have no right to condemn a man to death. I'll go to the governor and I'll tell him exactly what's happened here tonight. Then, don't you see? Can't you realize? Oh, Father, please.
The man is guilty. As all Godfreys are guilty.
No.
I sentence him to hang by the neck until he's dead. Lock him up. The execution will take place at dawn.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto had reached the grove again by the time Bill Godfrey was marched out of the house and into the storehouse where he was locked up. Sally Kendall watched the lockup, too, from the second-story balcony that ran completely around the ranch house. The masked man and the Indian could see that she was crying. Then she turned and ran into the house.
Putting a guard on the door.
Only one man, Kimasabe.
Yes. I imagine Sally has a key to that storehouse.
You think girl help?
I want to talk to her.
And how you do that?
Drop a lariat over one of those posts on the balcony railing. Climb up. We know where her room is.
Well, men see her, then shoot.
Yeah, it's early yet. We can afford to wait for a few hours.
It was after midnight when the Lone Ranger roped the corner post of the balcony railing and started pulling himself up hand over hand. Tonto stood guard in the shadows below the balcony. Sally, still fully clothed, was lying on her bed, her body still racked with sobs.
Sally.
Who's there?
A friend.
I can't see. Who are you?
A friend of yours and a friend of Bill's.
You're mad.
Please don't make any noise. I want to help both of you.
You're a friend of Bill's?
Yes.
An outlaw?
No, no. Please believe that. I know everything that's happened here tonight. Do you have a key to the storehouse?
Yes, but there's a guard.
We'll take care of him.
There are guards at all the gates.
We'll take care of them, too.
Do you have a horse for Bill?
We can get one.
Wait, I have two horses, thoroughbreds. We can use them.
We?
I'm going with you.
Well, if that's the way you want it. Can you get the horses without being seen?
Yes, I think so. They're in the stables. No one sleeps there. And it's a long way from the bunkhouse. It's dark out. Is it going to storm?
It may.
Keys on this ring. This one. Where shall I meet you? At the storehouse?
Make it the woods in half an hour.
I'll be there.
Silently, the Lone Ranger and Tonto crept around the corner of the storehouse. The guard was sitting on a bench beside the door, his head bent forward, his chin resting on his chest. The masked man and the Indian moved fast.
Dry his feet, Tonto.
Now a handkerchief for his mouth.
Hey, what's going on?
Shut up. That does it. Now his wrists. Make sure the knots are tight.
Me time, plenty tight.
Good enough. Bill.
What? Is it time?
You're not tied up. That's fine.
Missy, I know your voice.
Easy.
Tonto, bring guard in here.
Just leave him on the floor, Tonto. Come on, Bill.
How did you know I was here? How did you find out?
We can talk about that later. Sally's waiting for us in the woods.
Sally?
Yes, come on.
The horses which Sally had brought to the woods were beautiful black thoroughbreds. They were standing quietly beside Silver and Scout, and the Lone Ranger ran an appreciative hand over their well-muscled shoulders.
You couldn't have picked better, Sally.
They belong to me, not to Father.
You're coming with us?
If you want me to.
I do, Sally.
I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure we can get past the men at the gate.
We'll head for the south.
Osage is to the east. There's nothing but Badlands to the south.
And beyond the Badlands, Fort Cameron. That's the only place you'll be safe. Listen, if I'm not your going, Bill.
What do we do? Just stay here? If we show ourselves
you'll
a bomb...
These blacks must have plenty of speed. Get mounted easy, big fella.
As the men came running from the bunkhouse in answer to Dale's shouts, the foreman cut the ropes that tied the guard.
Now all the Indians saddled. Prisoners escaped.
Let him go.
What?
What are you talking about? Change my mind. That boy is to blame for what his grandfather and his uncles did.
Well, we got to stop him, boss. Sally's with him.
Shelly?
You saw him right out of the woods. She's run off with him. You going to let your daughter marry a Godfrey?
Oh, never. Get after them. Bring them back here.
We will. Don't worry about that.
Sally rode up to the south gate alone. The guard leaped to his feet at the sound of her horse.
Oh!
It's all right, Jim. It's Sally.
Miss Sally. What are you doing around here this time of night?
Oh, oh boy, oh. Open the gate, Jim.
What for?
I'm leaving.
But I can't open the gate for you. I've got strict orders from your father.
I'm giving you an order myself.
I can't obey it.
Yes, you can. What? Tonto, get his gun. You're covered, Jim.
A mask, man. Miss Sally.
You won't be hurt.
Bring the horses up, Bill.
Right, will you?
Open the gate, Tonto.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
Go down.
Miss Sally, what are you doing with these men?
I told you, I'm leaving.
Here come your father's men. Hurry, Tonto. Easy, big fella.
Easy, Scott. Easy, fella.
Come on, Tonto.
As the Lone Ranger, Tonto, Sally, and Bill raced through the gate, the moon broke through the clouds, and they could see the band of horsemen less than half a mile behind them. The Lone Ranger held Silver to a pace the blacks could match and sustain, but this was enough to draw slowly away from the thundering pursuit. Soon, however, they reached the Badlands.
Sally, that's a canyon we're coming to, isn't it?
Yes, the trail goes down to the bottom and up the other side.
How deep is it?
Nearly 1,000 feet.
Oh, that's bad.
We've lost Dell and the men.
Not yet, we haven't. They'll get to the rim of the canyon just as we're starting up the other side. We'll be in range, close range.
If we rode hard,
we can't make it to the top before they get here.
But the canyon runs for 50 miles. We've got to cross it.
Over there to the left. Looks almost narrow enough to jump.
I've never heard of anyone doing it.
Follow me. Come on, Billy. Out.
What are you thinking about, masked man?
About jumping. There isn't time to take the trail down to the bottom and up the other side.
It's too wide.
Silver and Scout might be able to make it.
Uh-huh.
But our horses couldn't.
They could if they weren't carrying anyone.
Yes, but how would we... I don't get it.
You jump Silver across. Sally can ride Scout. Tonto and I can persuade the blacks to follow them.
I'll do it.
Tonto, shorten stirrup.
A moment later, Sally was mounted on the paint and Bill was in the Lone Ranger saddle.
Just keep a firm hold until you reach the edge, Sally. Then let Scout have his head.
I know.
Will the blacks follow us?
I think so. You ready?
All set.
Then go to it.
Come on! Yeah.
The great white stallion and the paint raced toward the brink of the canyon, and then with effortless grace, they launched themselves across the yawning chasm. As they took to the air, the Lone Ranger and Tonto sent the blacks after them.
Oh, good boy!
Get up there!
The blacks were anxious to follow Silver and Scout's lead, and carrying no weight, they knew the leap was well within their power. They, too, sailed through the air and landed safely on the other side.
All right! Get them, Bill!
I've got them!
Now you and Sally dismount!
Hey.
That's it! Hold, Scout, Tonto.
Uh-huh.
Here, Silver.
Here, Scout.
Good work, Silver.
Easy, Scott, easy, Scott.
Tonto lengthened his stirrups, and then he and the masked man swung into the saddle.
Easy, big fella.
Easy,
all right, come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scott.
All right, big fella. Up, up.
Once more, Silver and Scott sailed across the canyon and hit the ground running on the far side.
Come on to the fort.
Get him up,
Scott. Come on, Silver.
John Kendall, his foreman, and his men followed the trail of the Lone Ranger all through that night. Just at daybreak, they plunged down the wooded slope on the southern edge of the Badlands. The stockade of the fort loomed through the morning mist, and Kendall raised his arm in a signal to halt.
Hold there!
Made it.
I'm going on alone.
What for?
Shelly's in there. I'm taking her home with
me. Have you gone loco? You do that, and Godfrey will tell the colonel what you tried to do to him.
And I'll tell the colonel that Godfrey's teamed up with Indians and outlaws.
Well, what do you mean by that?
It was an outlaw and an Indian who set him free, wasn't it?
Haven't you figured those two out yet?
Figured them out?
You saw the masked man's horse, and you heard Slim say the Indian was called Tonto.
Tonto?
Yeah. That masked man was a Lone Ranger. Look, there he is riding out of the fort right now, him and the Indian. And the sentries are waving goodbye to him. An outlaw.
Lone Ranger.
No, John. You're the outlaw. And all you can do is go back to the one place where you're safe. Your ranch. What's more, things are going to be different there from now on. You'll be needing me a lot more to protect you.
Yes, it's true. I've put myself outside the law.
You're going to pay for your protection.
Hey! Hold that. The masked man's riding straight toward us.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to put a bullet through it.
You're fired.
What?
You hurt me, you're fired. I can see how wrong I've been. If I had to pay for the will. But I'm not going to buy freedom at the terms you suggest.
You got no choice. You're the one who'll be blamed for the Lone Ranger's death.
Put down that gun.
I'll show you.
No, you don't. No! All right. Pick him up, Slim. Get his gun.
Sure thing, boss.
Hold. Easy. I just saw what you did, Kendall. You stopped him from shooting me.
Yes, yes. I didn't know who you were until just now.
You know why you wanted to send a bullet in my direction?
So that I'd be blamed for your death.
I wonder, have you been selling beef to the fort?
Why, no.
Dell has.
Huh?
100 head a month. It must have been your beef.
That's a lie.
You can take the colonel's word for it, Kendall.
Sure, he's a rustler. That's why he didn't want me to go near the fort.
It ain't so.
I suppose we'll share the same cell. It's all I deserve.
No, Kendall. You made up your mind to forget your feud with the Godfreys. You won't have to pay for what you did last night.
The boy's forgiven me?
He will. The chaplain's just married them. Bill's your son-in-law now.
I don't know what to say.
The best thing would be to give them your blessing.
Yes, I shall.
They're waiting for you, Kendall. All right, let's go, Toto.
Adios! All right. Into your saddle, Dale.
Look, boss. I've got all the money that I took for the beef. I'll turn it over to you. Give me another chance.
You're through as my foreman. But I guess I won't prosecute you.
All right.
Thanks, John. Thanks a lot.
No, don't. Don't thank me. Thank him. He stopped me from committing a crime. He gave me another chance. That's why you're getting warned, too. Yes, Dale. Thank the man you wanted to kill. Thank the Lone Ranger.
Feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.